You'll be impressed to know that the Pride March and Pride rallies are going forward in Los Angeles. I say that because apparently that has no impact. Remember COVID-19? Remember the coronavirus and the pandemic? That was all anybody talked about for like 3 months until the riots came along and suddenly nobody cared anymore. And when conservatives protested during the pandemic, the media called it selfish and a danger to the health of society. But when the left does it, the reason is more important than a virus. So if you do a pride march, that's perfectly fine. If you riot in the streets, that's perfectly fine. But if you go down and complain about businesses being destroyed and governors putting their boot on the throat of businesses and destroying small companies, that's perfectly fine. Which makes no sense at all, of course, but that's what we're being told. And so in Hollywood, California, you've got this. The Pride event and a solidarity protest being put together for Sunday, June the 14th. And it's our moral imperative to honor the legacy of Marsha Johnson and Sylvia Rivera, who bravely led the Stonewall Uprising by standing in solidarity with the black community against systemic racism and joining the fight for meaningful and long-lasting reform. That's going ahead as well. So I guess COVID-19 only allegedly attacks those that are conservatives, except that I want you to hear this story. Because over Memorial Day at the Lake of the Ozarks, right? Huge reservoir. Lake of the Ozarks, there were all sorts of unlawful gatherings. Videos and photos showed thousands of partygoers, prompting health officials across Missouri to say there's going to be outbreaks of COVID-19, and those that attended were urged to self-quarantine for 14 days and get tested, while officials in St. Louis County were issuing travel advisories. And later, a Missouri man who spent time at one of the pool bars over the holiday weekend was found to be positive for the novel coronavirus, exposing hundreds of others. But yesterday, Dr. Randall Williams, the director of the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, had to admit there are no other additional cases to report. There are no other additional cases to report. The answer, to our knowledge, is no, Williams said in response to a question during the daily briefing. Meanwhile, Dr. Alex Garza, the commander of the St. Louis Metropolitan Pandemic Task Force, expressed cautious optimism, noting officials will give it a couple of more days to see if any infections linked to the pool parties emerge. But hey, the answer is no, it didn't happen. And the pictures are, man, these are big parties. Hundreds of people at each party, in pools, out of pools. They're not social distancing. They're not wearing masks. They're not taking the panic seriously any further because they don't need to. Because they, like everybody else, have figured it out. So far, by the way, Missouri has had 13,000 cases and 800 deaths. In Michigan, by the way, the number of illnesses and fatalities continue to dwindle, and dwindle dramatically. Remember back to April the 15th, I just want to remind you of what Big Gretch told us. When Operation Gridlock was pulled off and thousands of people turned out in Lansing to complain about her destroying the economy in the state, she predicted that there would be mass outbreaks and that there were people giving little kids candy with no masks and no gloves and everybody was going to be sick. Of course, that was nonsense. And look, there's Confederate flags and swastikas. Well, the swastikas were aimed at you, Madam Governor. They weren't being celebrated in any way. You were being compared to those that would have had such decorations a few decades back. And the fact of the matter is, there's been no increase outbreak. You finally have lifted the restrictions. You ought to do the same for those that cut hair, have gym facilities and everything else, because there's no evidence that keeping them closed will do anything at all. In fact, Michigan's the only state left where you can't get a haircut. In fact, so slow is it around the country that COVID-19 testing sites are being closed every day. In Florida, in Illinois, in Michigan, being closed every day. And they keep warning us, oh, there's a transmission risk. Okay, well, life has risk. Stop playing that game with us because we're not interested any further. We're interested in moving forward with getting our economy rolling again, gathering as we see fit as adults, and moving forward as a nation. That's where we are today, this Friday. And by the way, I'll take your phone calls today, too, if I can sneak them in around the edges. We're pretty full today, but we might sneak one or two in. The 888-900-9966, the DTE Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966, if you want to become part of the conversation. We encourage that, of course. And what about this defunding? Defunding of the police departments, please. I mean, that's the new push, by the way. So it's every radical leftist idea you can imagine. I'm going to tell you right now that when 58% of Americans say they support the idea of the military in the streets to stop rioting and looting and the destruction of our cities, that is not good news for Democrats. That is not good news for Joe Biden. That is not good news for the far left people that try to tell you that it's mainstream to support these riots and defunding the police. No, it's not. It's not mainstream. It's not even far left stream. It's so far to the left, people don't even realize how far gone it truly is. 25 after. Good to have you here. It's the Steve Guru Show. We're going to take a quick break from the No Panic Zone.